Good day, I'm Paige Estritori with your daily financial services news wrap, proudly brought to you by Financial Services Online, your one-stop shop for all your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. On Wednesday, June 26, 2024, the top headlines in Australia's financial sector were as follows. In the world of insurance, an important court ruling has been made involving Vero, QBE, and Star International. These insurers have been mandated by the federal court to fulfill their obligations to the Barilaba Coal Company, despite their policy having expired. This verdict arose after a coal stacker was not fully operational following its initial repair. It suffered a second failure before being completely restored. The insurance providers, in turn, were deemed responsible for covering damages from the second collapse and all related legal costs. A so-called form of release, previously claimed by the insurers to absolve further liability, was rejected by the Honorable Justice Sarah Darrington, clarifying it pertained only to the initial storm damage. A clear sign that insurers must embrace their post-policy commitments wholeheartedly. Turning toward real estate, Australian Super, the nation's largest industry superannuation fund, is taking a novel approach to housing. They, along with Assemble, have launched the Build to Rent to Own initiative. The project marks a unique path toward affordable housing, starting right in Kensington, Melbourne. Renters under this program can lock in their rental rates and purchase prices for up to 5 years, offering much-needed stability and an easier transition to home ownership. With $500 million earmarked, the initiative aims to deliver well over 1,000 homes by 2027, potentially revolutionizing the Australian housing landscape. In the realm of personal finance, a recent survey by Compare the Market has revealed concerning trends for Australians. Almost a quarter of those surveyed admitted to having savings that would last only a month or less if work was no longer an option. With the average Aussie now in debt to the tune of $145,140, higher than our American and Canadian counterparts, it underlines the pressing need for sound financial planning and informed decisions, especially amidst the current economic uncertainties. And to wrap up today, here's a friendly reminder for self-managed superfund pensioners. With the financial year 2023-24 on its last legs, it's imperative to meet your minimum pension payment requirements before June 30, 2024. Compliance is mandatory to maintain your fund's tax benefits. Don't risk losing your fund's tax-favored status. That's your daily financial news wrap. Stay updated, stay informed, and remember to visit us for all your financial services needs at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, signing off. Until next time, stay financially savvy, Australia.